Aren't you going to work today?
Yeah, but I may have to take the bus. Hello? Hello, Pete's Garage. Now, this is Henry Mitchell. What'd you find out about my car? A yo-yo in my what?
Stuart?
I won't.
Who wants to say something at the meeting?
I guess I don't. Me neither.
Somebody's got to say something on account of I already banged this thing.
Yeah. Only I can't think of nothing to talk about. Me neither.
Why don't you make up a rule about the club or something?
All right. I make it a rule that you shouldn't slop water around in the clubhouse.
Is that okay with you, Stuart?
Sure.
This meeting is all over.
Come on in, Mr. Mitchell.
Somebody's coming.
Well, we're lucky the coffee pot's still plugged in.
Oh,
did you take those?
Surely. I really shouldn't impose like this, but you've only to say coffee once to me.
Sit down.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Well, I guess Alice and Martha be home any minute now. Although why they went in the first place, I'll never know.
The reason women go to teas is something I'm sure no man will ever understand.
Martha dragged me to one of her teas once. You should have seen the size of the sandwiches. They were absolutely microscopic.
It isn't only the size, it's the color. Have you ever seen purple cream cheese?
or lavender mayonnaise?
What's the matter, Mr. Wilson?
I don't know. I'm afraid to look.
All right, boys, out, all of you. Dennis, wait a minute. Would you care to explain what's going on here?
Well, me and Tommy and Stuart were having a club meeting, and you and Mr. Wilson came in, and I accidentally poured water on Mr. Wilson's shoe. And I guess that's about all for right now.
You mean to tell me you poured water all over Mr. Wilson's shoe?
I didn't mean to tell you, Dad. You asked.
Oh, it's all right, Mitchell. The shoes are old anyway.
You see, Mr. Mitchell, it's all right because they're old shoes. Mr. Wilson probably has real old feet.
Dennis, what do you say to Mr. Wilson?
I'm awfully sorry you got soggy feet, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, the kitchen is no place for a clubhouse. You're going to have to find someplace else.
Gee, where, Dad?
I don't know.
You got a place we could use, Mr. Wilson?
Well, now, I just love to have you boys. Only, I have to keep my garage locked because of the tools. The greenhouse? No, that's full of seedlings. I'm afraid there's just nothing I can think of, boys.
Yeah. Well, come on, guys.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, girls. Well, have an exciting tea?
He's going to whistle a different tune when he hears what Madame Tina has to say, isn't he, Alice?
He certainly is. She's simply fabulous.
Who's Madame Tina?
She's a real authentic Mudyard gypsy. Now you take that look off your face, George. And she's told us things that you simply wouldn't believe.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Hey, look at that secret door in Mr. Wilson's house.
A whole giant keg. What's this thing for?
Hey, we got some of those under our house. My dad says they go to all the rooms.
Boy, that sure would be a swell place to hide stuff in.
Hey, under here could be our clubhouse.
Yeah.
We mustn't tell anybody, because it's going to be our secret clubhouse. And I'll get a box, and we can make a table, and I'll get my dad's hammer, and I can get a flashlight, and some comic books. And Stuart can bring a whole bunch of stuff, because his dad has a real junky garage.
Boy, I'll say.
What would you say if I told you she said you're going to hear from Daniel Wilson very soon?
Well, now, I'd say that was quite a trick. Daniel Wilson died during an Indian uprising in 1859, probably of a snake bite.
Well, did she mention Daniel Wilson by name?
Well, yes, in a way. When she said you were going to hear from an ancestor, I said, Daniel Wilson, and she said yes.
Martha, don't you see? You told her before she told you. Oh, I'd like to see some crazy gypsy tell me a pack of malarkey like that.
Well, maybe it could be arranged.
Maybe what could be arranged?
Maybe she'd come over and give you a personal reading, George.
Well, don't leave me out.
All right, Martha. I tell you what you do. You have this lady witch of yours over to our place tomorrow. And all four of us will have a jolly little session with our ancestors. And maybe a few banshees and leprechauns to boot.
Hey, look at this old clock I found. It works and everything. And when it goes off, it sounds like a real neat rattlesnake. On the crown of the bells busted. This must be a new kind. All the ones we got at our house, you got to plug in.
A jack. Still another jack. Clearly, someone is trying to reach you. He reaches out from the past. He calls. He calls.
I hope he doesn't reverse the charges.
Let's hang this flag up from your sister's high school.
I got a hammer.
Come on. You see, he calls again. And again.
He's been calling for quite a while. Maybe I better call him. Wearing tap shoes, Madam Tina?
Why, I assure you, I...
Let me try.
Give me another nail, Stuart.
Maybe it has to be Mr. Wilson. After all, Daniel is his relative.
Alice, for goodness sake.
Oh, she's probably right, Mitchell. I'm the one with the wavelength.
This will be all for the present.
But, Madam Tina, we were just beginning to make contact.
I'm very sorry. I just remembered I have another appointment. I'm late now. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, that's the end of Daniel Wilson.
Why don't you try it again, George?
What for? She's gone. She can't tap back.
Oh, go on, Mr. Wilson. Humor them.
Huh? Oh, for heaven's sakes.
How do you explain that?
Well, it's nothing but,
a woodpecker on the roof.
Or air in the pipes. Martha.
What sound?
Stop now. It was kind of a rustling sound. Didn't you hear it?
I think so.
Did you set the buzzer on the stove for 4 a.m. for some reason?
That buzzer hasn't worked in months. George. What if Daniel is trying to reach you?
Daniel? Great Scott. Oh, go back to sleep, Mark.
Gee, Dad, I hope Tommy hurries up for this clarinet lesson, because we got a real neat clubhouse.
Oh, that's fine, son.
It's got a trap door and everything.
Good, son. Where is it?
Gee, Dad, if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret clubhouse anymore. Hey, Mom, could you make us some peanut butter and banana and mayonnaise sandwiches to take over to our clubhouse?
Well, yes, Dennis, but suppose we make them peanut butter only. No bananas.
Okay. Well, anyway, can Tommy stay overnight with me?
I suppose so.
Gee, thanks, Mom.
Okay.
I'll call him up and tell him.
And you said Madam Tina couldn't predict the future.
Why, it's a tax refund from the government.
Well, she said we'd come into money.
Well, darling, $9.21 is hardly a fortune.
Well, she didn't mention a fortune. All she mentioned was money. And there it is.
Boy, taking clarinet is sure dumb.
I never even heard of clarinet.
It's nothing. All you do is play a bunch of scales for a while. And then your teacher tells you how terrible it is.
Can I try it?
Well, I guess so if you don't wreck it. Boy, this sure would be a swell horn for my scooter. What you got?
A record player.
Where'd you get it, Stuart?
From my sister.
Did she say we could have it?
Sure. I'll tell her later.
All right, I'll start a club meeting. You better make a rule or we turn on the record player.
Okay. You wind the official clock, Stuart.
Mitchell, I do have an active imagination. But I was just certain I was wide awake when I heard that voice.
Was it clear and distinct like I'm talking to you now?
No. It was sort of echoey.
You see? Psychiatrists say that sometimes a dream can be so vivid that it can last several seconds after you think you're wide awake.
Why, of course. I'll bet that's exactly what it was.
More coffee?
Yes, I'd love it.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
Hi, Alice.
Did Henry tell you about Madam Tina's prediction coming true?
Prediction?
We got a $9.21 tax refund from the government.
Well, Madam Tina predicted we'd come into money, and $9.21 is money. I hear you're going to be alone tonight, Mr. Wilson.
Well,
And that's another thing she said that came true. Mrs. Wilson phoned me this morning and said that her sister is quite ill, and it's not bursitis. So she's leaving tonight to take care of her.
You know, I've been thinking it over, and I think I will go with Martha. Poor Edna has that slipped disc in her back, and, well, you know how much that hurts.
Would you like us to feed Fremont for you?
Fremont? Oh, yes, would you mind?
Of course not.
Here's the key to the side door. It's really very kind of you. Thank you. Well, I guess I'd better get packing. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Here you are, driver.
It's nice of you to want to come with me, dear, but Edna hasn't room to keep us both.
I know, but I could stay at a hotel.
Well, how could you help Edna if you stayed at a hotel?
Well...
Besides, I think you ought to stay here. The new couch is coming tomorrow, and somebody ought to be here when it's delivered. And another thing, I want you to get a good night's sleep. You've been looking a little peaky lately.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye. Say hello to Edna for me.
Dennis, I've warned you about this before. Now, where is my briefcase?
It's in our clubhouse, Dad.
Well, I want you to go over to your clubhouse, wherever it is, and bring it back this minute.
Oh, honey, does it have to be right now? The boys really ought to be going to bed.
Well, all right, but that briefcase is important to me. It's full of business papers, and I want it here in the house first thing in the morning.
Okay, Dad.
jeepers, I'm awfully sorry. Good night.
Good night, dear. Good night, Tommy.
Good night.
Good night, boys.
Hey, quit kicking.
Dad, you sure never go to sleep?
I want to stay awake all night so I can get my dad's little suitcase first thing in the morning.
Does your dad get mad like that very often?
Only when he gets mad about something. You better wake me up if I go to sleep.
Suppose I go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, maybe we better go get it right now.
Folks, wake up.
I got a secret way of getting out.
What noise?
Something
thumping. Oh, I didn't hear anything. Henry, did you ever feed Fremont?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about it. We got watching television and it completely slipped my mind. Fremont.
Hey, look!
I thought. I hope we didn't wake up my mom and dad. We'd better get back. I think I'll put this on my scooter.
I came over to feed Fremont.
Oh, I know. I decided not to go.
Calm down, Mr. Wilson. You'll be comfortable here.
I will.
I still say I'm the one who made the noises you heard.
Well, maybe, but who made the sounds you heard?
Henry, guess where I just found these two boys?
Tell me, honey. It's a little late for guessing games.
They were climbing in Dennis's bedroom window.
Gee, I'm sorry, Dad. You said you wanted your little suitcase first thing in the morning, and all we did is get it as first as we could.
Thank you, Dennis.
But, Henry, they climbed out of the window.
Calm down, honey.
Why, Mr. Wilson, I thought you were visiting Mrs. Wilson's sister.
Oh, I wish I... No, I decided to stay home.
We sort of bumped into each other when I went over to feed Fremont.
Gee, were you home tonight, night, Mr. Wilson?
Was I?
Henry, the boys have to be punished. Climbing out of a... Oh!
If one more thing happens to me tonight, I'll...
Mitchell, that's the sound.
It is, isn't it? Dennis, were you and Tommy over at Mr. Wilson's house tonight?
Well, no, Dad. We were under it.
Why, you scared the daylights out of, Fremont.
I may be dense, but I don't understand one word of what's going on around here.
I'll explain it all to you in the morning, honey. Why don't you run on up to bed?
What about the boys?
We'll take care of the boys. Now, go run along.
All right. Good night.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, Alice.
Well, Mr. Wilson, what are we going to do with these two boys?
You know, I think I've got some ice cream over in my freezer. I'll go get it.
Gee, did we do something good, Mr. Wilson?
Let's just say you discouraged a distant relative of mine from making a frightening visit.
Coming up next, TV Land's Twice as Nice continues with another episode of Dennis the Menace. It's twice as nice for you, but not quite so nice for Mr. Wilson. Stay tuned.